Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gerald Williams. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting third. The first baseman, Dave Nilsson. Batting fourth. The DH, John Jaha. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mark Newfield. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jeff Hewson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jesse Levis. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Cal Eldred. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Norton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. And now, play ball. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Zerillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Zerillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nilsson hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jaha strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Martin moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Norton batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Norton hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Burnett's hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Burnett's reaches second base with a double. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Newfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Norton. Burnett scores. Newfield moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Hewson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hewson bunts towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. Newfield moves to third. Valentin moves to second. One out. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Levis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martinez. Levis reaches second base with a double. Newfield scores. Valentin scores. It's Brewers, 3, White Sox, 3. Gerald Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Norton juggles the ball. That's an error on Norton. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Cirillo reaches second base with a double. Levis scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaha hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Burnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fabregas hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to second. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martinez scores. Guillen moves to second. It's 5-4, Brewers. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Newfield strikes out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Hewson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewson is 0 for 0 in the game. Hewson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Loretton now playing second base. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 5, White Sox, 5. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Norton is 0-for-1 in the game. Norton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fabregas is 0-for-1 in the game. Fabregas hits a fly ball into left field. Newfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Levis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Levis takes first base on ball 4. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Norton. Levis moves to third. Williams moves to second. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Levis scores. Williams scores. It's 7-5, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nilsson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cirillo moves to second. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0-for-2 in the game. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. Cirillo moves to third. Nilsson moves to second. 1 out. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Burnett is walked intentionally. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Newfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Newfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to home to get Cirillo. Nilsson moves to third. Burnett moves to second. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. 1 out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Newfield. Martin reaches second base with a double. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cameron hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loretta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Loretta reaches second base with a double. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Levis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Levis for the out. Loretta moves to third. One out. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cirillo is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Cirillo hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Newfield. Bell reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Norton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Newfield. Norton reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. It's 7-6, Brewers. Joel Adamson now pitching. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fabregas is 0-for-2 in the game. Fabregas hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nilsson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nilsson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jaha is 0-for-3 in the game. Jaha hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-6, Brewers. Carlos Castillo now pitching. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Burnett's is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Burnett's takes first base on ball 4. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Burnett's. The throw from Fabregas and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Newfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Newfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burnett's tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-6, Brewers. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Loretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Loretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Norberto Martin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cameron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Jesse Levis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Levis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Levis hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Cirillo reaches second base with a double. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Nilsson is walked intentionally. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Cirillo moves to third. Nilsson moves to second. Larry Thomas now pitching. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Gerald Williams now playing left field. Jeremy Burnett now playing center field. Matt Mieske now playing right field. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Snopek pinch hits for Greg Norton. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snopek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burnett. Snopek reaches second base with a double. Baines goes all the way around to score. It's 10-7 Brewers. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Chris Snopek now playing third base. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mieske hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Valentin bunts in front of the plate. Fabregas fields it and throws to first for the out. Mieske moves to second. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Loretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Loretta hits a line drive into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Livas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Livas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Livas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Snopek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 0-for-3 in the game. Fabregas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Guillen hits a line drive into center field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Wickman now pitching. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Fabregas moves to second. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cameron is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Karchner now pitching. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to second. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 4-for-5 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got four RBIs. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cirillo for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 11-7, Brewers. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jaha hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nilsson moves to second. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Nilsson moves to third. Jaha moves to second. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mieske is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baines strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.